Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. We've got three different interviews to tune into today. Our first with Erin Reese, spokesperson for Suncor. We're going to chat with her about the COVID-19 outbreak at Firebag, as well as the COVID-19 outbreak at Suncor's base plant. After that, we'll hear from Shelley Powell, Suncor Senior Vice President of Base Plant, and then we're going to hear from a meteorologist in Edmonton about what we can expect this winter. But first, let's chat with Erin Reese. Hi, Erin. Thanks for joining me today. Can we chat about Firebag and the outbreak there? How many cases are linked to that site?
Of course. So as of today, we're aware of 21 confirmed positive COVID-19 cases involving workers at Firebag since October 18th. Our thoughts are, of course, with these individuals and their families, and we're wishing them all speedy recoveries. And great news that as of this morning, 14 people have already recovered.
Wow, that is great news. Of those who haven't recovered, are they isolating on site or...
So we followed all of our isolation protocols with all of these folks, and everyone is safely isolated, with the majority of them being at home.
Okay. And I think you had mentioned that they were all linked to one place at Firebag?
Yeah, the great majority. So what I can share is that 19 of the 21 cases are folks who were working on one particular drilling rig, and I think it's important to share that with the health and safety of our folks being our top priority, we made the quick decision last week to winterize and shut down that rig where 19 of the 21 affected people were working. And that doesn't have an impact on production nor operations as a result of that decision, but was the right thing to do.
So if that rig is shut down and you said winterize, is it closed until spring or...
I don't have a timeline for it, but don't expect it will be until spring, but just working with AHS on an investigation and to do contact tracing to ensure that when we are ready to start it back up, that it can be done safely.
For sure. And the people who do work on that rig, I imagine there's more than just the 21 who have contracted the virus. Have they been moved to other areas of the plant or...
Yeah, great question. So in working with AHS on contact tracing, we asked additional members of that team to self-isolate and have made testing available to everyone associated with that operation. So those folks will be able to come back once they're cleared for work.
Okay. And then do you have the latest numbers for the outbreak at the base plant?
Certainly. So as of today, I can share that there are 36 COVID-19 cases involving folks at base plant related to that outbreak that was designated by Alberta Health Services on September 4th. Our thoughts are, of course, with these individuals and their families as well, and wishing them speedy recoveries, of course. And as of this morning, 33 of those 36 have recovered.
Oh, wow. That's a great number.
Mm-hmm.
Are the outbreaks linked to each other?
No. And that's a good question. So very different sites, quite spread out with different workforces. I think it's important to point out that difference. So we believe at base plant that almost all of the cases, even within that site, are unrelated. And we don't believe there is a connection to site. And in fact, the great majority of those 36 people are folks who have taken different forms of transportation to work. They've not been in contact at work, and they work in very different parts of the site. And I want to make sure I'm clear that that doesn't mean it's any less serious. We're still working very closely with AHS to determine if there's anything we can do to help reduce the spread in our community, but did want to point that out.
For sure. And I know that Suncor has been working hard to reduce the spread. What are some of the measures taken at site to do that?
Of course. So starting back in, dating all the way back to March, worked with a lot of specialists to determine, and our public health authorities, some appropriate precautions that should be taken. So we've increased the frequency and intensity of cleaning across all of our operations, including in lodges, working with our partners there. Requiring masks anytime physical distancing can't be safely maintained, and those are supplied for folks on site. And we actually were able to mail cloth masks to all of our employees and retirees earlier this year for use personally as well. We've reduced capacity and physical and implemented physical distancing on buses and other forms of transportation where it's possible. And where it's not, we've installed plexiglass. And something else that I think is important in terms of the lodges is full-serve cafeterias have been implemented. So there's no self-serve where you'd be grabbing the same spoon as your colleagues. So those are some of the things we've done to help ensure we can reduce the spread on site.
Great. Thank you so much, Erin. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
I think that is about all I can share.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Likewise.
My guest this morning, Erin Reese, talking about the outbreak at Firebag and Suncor's base plant. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Shelley Powell, Suncor's Senior Vice President of Base Plant. I'm Steph Seidel.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. We're about to hear an interview our news director, Jaron Vecchio, had with Shelley Powell, Suncor's Senior Vice President of Base Plant, about a giant donation that went to help a few organizations in our region.
First off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And again, you've been on the show a few times over the last couple months just to kind of talk about the COVID-19 pandemic and how things have been going for the oil company. And we have some really good news about some support coming from the oil company going to some local organizations. What can you share with us, Shelley?
Well, I think we all know that 2020 has been a very challenging and unique year. And I think that's been made even more so within our local community. We've really been hit by the economic downturn, COVID-19, and then certainly the flood. And it's really been a tough time. So we're really, excited and really, appreciative of everything that the community has been doing and its support of us. So we really wanted to ask ourselves, how can we help the region and in particular the social profit sector to recover and maintain critical community services that they provide? And in that, have been able to make a $100,000 donation through our employees voting and committing to where they would like those funds to be allocated. And with that, I think a real opportunity for us to reinforce our dedication to the community and also help some organizations that are doing some great work and just need a little bit of extra help right now.
Mm-hmm. And there are quite a few of organizations who are splitting this donation, just to name a few, the Center of Hope, Salvation Army, Canadian Mental Health Association, and I believe there's four more. And we have all that information online if people are looking to see exactly which organizations are getting it. But where did the decision come to select these organizations? I know there are a lot of nonprofits and organizations in the town. Why were these ones chosen?
So there's really two sets of donations that have been made. The Suncor Energy Foundation made a $150,000 donation to the Canadian Mental Health Association, the Salvation Army, Pew Social, and the Northern Lights Fellowship Baptist Church Community Kitchen. So those were selected by our community investment team and their connection to where the needs might be the greatest within the community. The $100,000 donation that I referenced, that money is being directed to the Center of Hope, the Gymnastics Association, and the Heritage Society. And that $100,000 was actually voted on by our employees. We know that our employees are very passionate and very connected to the community. What happens in our community is very important to them. So we opened it up. We let our workforce decide where the money should be directed, and it was allocated based on the voting of several hundred employees across our business.
Mm-hmm. $250,000 is no, you know, laughing amount. That is a lot of money, and thankfully it's going to these organizations. But I don't think anyone would ever, you know, would bat an eye and say, you know, you guys are obviously struggling financially. We've seen with your quarterly updates, and like I said, no one would bat an eye if you're saying we need these funds right now, maybe to go back into the company. Why was it important for Suncor and the foundation to, you know, still provide these donations, Vin?
Suncor is very committed to the Fort McMurray community in particular. As a general principle, and our purpose is to make sure that we are connecting to the communities where we live and work. A lot of our employees do live in this community, so it's important that that support continues. And we are certainly honoring all of the commitments that we've made through 2020. And going forward, we do expect to be continually committed to Fort McMurray in particular, making it a great place to live and work, and really maintaining that long-term spirit of our community.
Were there ever any talks about maybe, I know you said that all the commitments you have are still going forward, but maybe rolling them back a little bit just until maybe the company is able to get, a little bit better shape financially?
Well, certainly through 2020, we've done an evaluation, and we know that certainty within our social profit sector is very important. The services that they're providing now more than ever are absolutely critical to maintain the viability and the health of our overall community. So that was certainly an important part of making sure that we maintain those 2020 commitments. Going forward into 2021, we're continuing to pull our budgets together, so we'll see what that looks like, but we absolutely do expect to continue to financially support many of the social profit organizations within our community. Mm-hmm.
Before I let you go, Shelley, and I know we're not going to talk about numbers, but I mentioned again, you know, 2020 has been difficult on a lot of organizations, Suncor included. We saw a lot of big losses in the first 6 months of the year. We did see about a $12 million loss in the third quarter, but it was a lot less, or I guess a big improvement from the first two quarters. Are you guys feeling a little bit more optimistic right now heading into the fourth quarter in 2021?
Well, certainly what we've been trying to focus on is really the things that are within our control and influencing where we can make a difference, both, again, within the community as well as our operation and site. So we are continuing to focus on improving reliability, improving our operation, and really making sure that we're as successful as we can be on the things that we can control.
All right. Well, Shelley, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
Just want to say a huge thank you to all of the employees who took the time to vote, all of the leaders within our social profit sector in the community. You're doing incredible and important work, and an extension of that to all of the volunteers in our community. You really do make our community great. We are well known for having a community that steps up and shows up whenever we are faced with adversity, and we can only do that because of all of our volunteers. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, Shelley, thank you so much again. I know you're incredibly busy, especially right now with everything that's going on, but we appreciate it every time you spare a couple minutes to come on our show.
Thank you very much for the invitation, and stay warm and stay healthy.
Once again, that was Suncor's Senior Vice President of Base Plant, Shelley Powell, chatting with our news director, Jaron Vecchio. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from meteorologist Dan Kudak with Environment Canada about the winter that Fort McMurray can expect.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. We're about to hear from Dan Kudak, meteorologist with Environment Canada, who's going to tell us about what we can expect this winter of Fort McMurray weather. Hosting the interview is Jaron Vecchio, our news director here at Mix 103.7.
First off, Dan, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And we've just got a big snowfall here in Fort McMurray, around 10 centimeters. And the one common question we keep getting from residents is this what we're going to be seeing over the next couple of days?
The next few days are going to be remaining cool in the Fort McMurray and northern part of Alberta as a storm track takes a big weather system into Saskatchewan and Manitoba on the weekend. Anybody expecting some travel conditions if you're going east of Saskatchewan? Hey, it's going to be a nasty weekend coming up here out that way. But in Fort McMurray, it's continuing cool. Snow today at times heavy and basically on and off bits of snow here over the next 7 days, basically, and staying cooler than normal for the early part of November.
Mm-hmm. I know last week it seemed like we were going, you know, cold day and warm day, cold day and warm day. You mentioned that it's looking like it's going to be cool for the next little bit. Is it safe to say we've officially hit, you know, I know winter technically doesn't happen until, I believe, December, but are we, you know, are warm days behind us for the rest of the year?
I think the warmer days of fall are behind us for generally speaking for Fort McMurray and Alberta. We might still get some nicer days, of course, but I think winter has really arrived. Whether you look at the definition of winter starting on December 1 or some other day, meteorologists call it December 1, so technically still fall, but really it's that transition into the cooler time of the year. And the snow is falling. We do have those fall warmed up for parts of northern Alberta today.
Mm-hmm. What are your estimates looking like for what kind of winter we can expect up here?
The longer range forecasts that we have right now for northern Alberta are suggesting that it's going to be a colder than normal condition for the next 3 months. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I think you can expect the odd warmer day in there. But in general, I think colder weather than normal. And we also have La Nina, which is a Pacific circulation pattern, which does affect Western North America and typically does bring cooler and snowier winters to Alberta when it does occur. And we are expecting that phenomena this year.
So it's safe to say we could see quite a bit of snow this winter.
You must get into more storm track with storm systems bringing extra snow. That's less of a certainty, but it's certainly more than the average type of a thing. The normal thing in the La Nina pattern is cooler weather that has tended to dominate, especially in northeastern Alberta.
Mm-hmm. I know up here in Fort McMurray, we don't get a lot of snow. I've been hearing some people mention, you know, it is because maybe we don't have a lot of big bodies of water around us. Does that play a part, or is it, you know, do most of our snow when we get up here just come from bigger storms that we see across the province?
Winter snows across the prairies, except if you're near a large lake, are bringing in moisture from thousands of kilometers away. It's all coming from the Pacific, basically. The Arctic is frozen in the winter times. You're not picking up any moisture there. It's really Pacific moisture that gets transported over thousands of kilometers, and that's what ends up in Fort McMurray and even further north up into the Arctic when the storms do occur.
All right. Well, Dan, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
I just think the big thing right now is we are transitioning into winter, and if you haven't prepared yourself for the oncoming cold and snowy season, don't expect it to get much better right now in terms of getting back to summer conditions. So take care and get prepared for the winter ahead.
Definitely a good message to end on. Make sure you dress warm and watch out for those roads. Make sure you're driving extra carefully.
Be careful out there.
All right. Well, Dan, we always appreciate when you take a couple minutes. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Problem here.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today here on Fort McMurray Matters. But if you'd like to hear more, you can always head to our website, mix1037fm.com, and click on the news tab. There's a podcast uploaded daily, and we also have a brand new fresh show every weekday at noon. I'm Steph Seidel, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.